America's relationship with guns is truly exceptional. First, there are the numbers. Gun ownership in the U.S. far surpasses any other country, and gun-related homicides in the U.S. are higher than in any other wealthy country. There's also gun culture. I was about to say a moment ago that gun ownership is greater than any country by a long shot, but I thought better of it. It shows you, though, that guns are even a part of our language. Max Fisher is a reporter with the New York Times. He says the gun phenomenon here in the U.S. can be hard for non-Americans to understand.
This is something that I hear all the time when I travel. You know, you go to some place in Asia, Europe, Latin America, and you're kind of meeting with people. And the one thing they always ask about the United States is, what is it with you guys and guns? And, you know, it's not just the gun ownership rate, which we certainly stand out on. We have by far the highest per capita gun ownership rate in the world. But it's really our culture around guns and the way that we think about them. I mean, if you look at Switzerland is the example that you often hear, especially from people who are proponents of liberal gun access laws in the United States. They say, well, Switzerland has a high gun ownership rate. And it does. It's still a fraction of that of the United States. The gun ownership rate in the United States is 89 guns per 100 people, so almost one gun per person. And then Switzerland is 45 guns per 100 people. It's about half of the United States rate. Its gun homicide rate is still very unusually high, which is unsurprising because gun ownership rates and gun homicide rates track. But even still, there is a really significant difference between Switzerland and American gun laws and culture. Our laws start with the assumption of universal access to guns, and then you have narrowing from there. There are certain restrictions in when and how and where you can buy them. But in Switzerland, like virtually every other country on earth, you start with the assumption that you should not have access to guns, and then you open up exceptions to that.
Do other countries also scratch their collective heads about how we always seem to avoid talking about the role firearms play in this violence when one of these horrible events occurs?
Yeah, I have never met someone outside the United States who understands it. I mean, it kind of reminds me as an American of the way that we sometimes talk about, you know, gender restrictions in Saudi Arabia or tribal conflict in sub-Saharan Africa. It seems to us as this kind of like very exotic, strange, far-off thing. And that's how people talk about our gun laws.
Is there a country that you can point to where you've seen like a deliberate tightening of the national stock of weapons and it's kind of worked?
Yeah, I mean, the most famous example is Australia, which used to have unusually liberal gun laws. And then after a mass shooting in, I believe, 1996, they had a really extensive buyback program. And the assessment of the success of this is mixed. It did significantly curtail mass shootings. Because there's still a large number of guns in Australia, relatively speaking, there is still a proportional amount of gun crime. Suicides, interestingly, dropped substantially, which I think is a reminder of the way that we think about guns in the United States is very narrow. You hear this expression, the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Right.
We think of guns very narrowly in this context of like Jack Bauer, like 24, you know, there's a bad guy out there and how are we going to stop him? But a huge number of gun deaths in the United States are suicide and accidental discharge. And when you remove guns from the equation, or when you reduce the number of guns in the equation, those drop substantially. It's something like the rate of deaths in the United States by accidental gun discharge is, I think, about 20 times the overall gun death rate in Japan.
You know, the rhetorical question I've been seeing repeated again and again is, what is it going to take to have a national discussion about this? So what led to a national discussion in Australia?
There was a mass shooting that killed 35 people, and this just so shocked the country that people kind of asked, well, why do we have these things? And I think that's the difference. You know, I think there's a lot of gun control advocates in the United States who keep waiting for something that's going to shock people. But if that was going to happen, that would have already happened with Sandy Hook, deaths of large numbers of children. But that, again, really highlights how the United States is unique, which is that for a very large segment of the population, access to guns is not just about hunting. It's not just about home defense. It's a core identity issue. It's part of who you are as a person, your political identity, how you orient yourself in society. And that, especially in the last 20 or 30 years, has really been baked into the political culture.
That was the New York Times' Max Fisher.